is episode 31 of USHJA On Course. As always, I'm Teresa, and here are your association updates. The new competition year is here. Don't forget to renew your USHJA, USEF, and affiliate organization memberships for 2024. Speaking of the new year, we are helping you know before you show with a simple guide of rule changes effective December 1st. From the new height of junior hunters to cross-entering your young jumper, get to know all of the rules that affect hunter-jumper competition before you step into the show ring at ushja.org/knowbeforeyoushow. Guest comes to us straight from the Marshall and Sterling Insurance USHJA National Championships. We caught up with Alan Marie Creel, a junior rider who was a veteran at the championships with a touching story, during a quiet moment in Vegas. Hear from her on how the week went and why the championships are so special.
How were you first introduced to horses? How did you start riding?
Okay, well, my grandma used to ride a lot. So she had a farm in Rancho Santa Fe, and I would always go out there and ride the horses, and I never like really fell in love with it. But then I started just doing like the little lead line things. And then my mom tried to put me in gymnastics and even football and soccer. And I would be like, I need to go back and ride and stuff like that. And then finally I came back and I got my first pony, and then I just fell in love with it.
The rest is history.
Exactly.
So who do you ride with now?
I ride with Jamie Taylor.
You're obviously here at the championships. What are you competing in this week?
This week, I qualified for the 120 junior division. I did a lot of EC, and then I did the Derby. So yeah, it's been a great week.
What kind of preparation goes into a horse show like this? This is like the last of the indoors. It's local to you, so it's kind of closer to home. How do you prepare?
I feel like because indoors is very different from outdoors, like all the rings ride differently and the horses, their minds are so different in it. And so I just go in with no expectations and I'm just like, whatever happens, happens. I'm going to do my best. My horse is going to do his best. And we prepare. We went to Thermal the week before and we kind of got ready. We didn't do any of the classics on Sunday. So it was just preparing like that.
Tell me about some of the horses you're riding this week.
I have my EC/Hunter horse, Balco, and he is just amazing. And then I have my horse, Barracuda, which I just got him recently, and he's just amazing. So I was so happy we qualified. And then I have my horse, Herma. We call him Worm, but he's on a lease right now. So is Balco. I don't own them. I lease them, but they're just amazing.
You mentioned Balco. You did the 14 and under EC on him, and you did the Hunter Derby last night. Yeah. Do you have like different mindsets going into each ring, or do you ride him the same?
He's so nice to ride. Like I can find a distance and I know that it's going to be a good distance, whatever it is, like deep distance or long distance, he's going to be okay with it. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me feel confident, I think. He definitely picks up in the big ring a lot more than the EC rings, but I like when he rides up. So the lines read differently in the different arenas, but other than that, he's just kind of the same in every division.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some success. So how has this week gone in terms of results?
So I went in yesterday morning in the 14 and under EC, and it was just kind of a warm-up for the Derby last night. But we ended up getting 286s in both our rounds, and I was so proud of it. And we ended up reserve champ. So I was so excited about that. And then we did the Hunter Derby last night after, and I got an 84 in the first round. And then we ended up sixth. So it was perfect. It was so good.
Any nerves so far this week?
I get nervous, but I treat it as nerves are good, you know? So I've never actually had like much success here at the show. I've always had learning shows here where I learn a lot. So I've never really gotten to have some success here. So it's been amazing. I was really nervous going in. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to do so well. But I just take those nerves into like excitement and determination. And
did your equitation success yesterday morning calm any of your nerves before the Derby, or did it heighten them?
I think it heightened them because I feel like I was like, I did so well this morning and me and Balco are in lock right now. Like we've been just really on our game. But I was like, if I mess it up, I cannot mess this up for us. So those were the nerves. But I mean, I think I handled them well.
Like I said, you're in all three rings. Do you have a favorite between the hunters and the jumpers in the equitation?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've always known that I wanted to be a jumper. That's what I wanted to do. Obviously, I started off in the hunters, and then I sold my first ever hunter horse, and then I got a jumper, and I fell in love with it. And so I like it a lot, but it depends on the horse. I think with Falco, he makes the Eck and the Hunter's fun, you know? So I think it depends on the horse. I think I like the jumpers better, but Falco just makes the Eck so fun. So I can't really decide if I like both or not.
And you mentioned you've had learning shows here. I love that term.
Yeah.
You've been here before and you have a fun little story from one of those times. So for the people listening who don't know.
It was my first ever time showing. I mean, I did the lead line here when I was like four or something, but then this was like my first ever time jumping in a full course, and I had just gotten this pony, and he's taught me a lot of things. We'll just say that. He was a good boy, but it was the first jump of the course, and I just ate it. It was terrible, but I got up, and I walked to him, and I rolled up his stirrups. I loosened his girth, and I walked out of the ring. And I ended up getting the Horseman Award. I don't think it was an actual award. It was just like the best moment of my life. And I will never forget it. I'm always here and I always see her. I'm like, that's Mary. So it was a full circle moment. And I saw her in the stairwell. I think it was yesterday. I was like, do you remember me? And she remembered me. I was like, this is crazy. I think that's also one of the moments I fell in love with showing too. Because I feel like that's what it's about. You know, it's not just about winning and stuff. It's about the horsemanship.
Great horsemanship and sportsmanship. What do you think defines good sportsmanship?
I think just always congratulating people. I think, and always being kind. My barn does such a good job with sportsmanship in general because we always come out to watch each other. We try so hard, no matter how busy it is. We always try to watch one another and support. Even yesterday in the Derby, my whole family came. My whole barn was screaming after my round. I was embarrassed, but at the same time, I'm like, this is what it's about. You know, it's sportsmanship and always just congratulating your friends no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Even though I'm competing against my friends, we want each other to do well, you know? So yeah, it's amazing.
So why do you think this horse show is so special?
I think for me, it makes it special because I've been here since I was a baby. And I remember just kind of coming here and watching the World Cup and even watching the Derby and be like, oh my gosh, like that's what I'm going to do. And so it makes it so much more special. And also it's the only show in Vegas, you know, and I'm always gone in California. So my family can come watch me and the vibe, like walking through the casino is so cool. And it shows what Vegas is, you know.
It does. It has a different level of excitement.
It's when you watch the World Cup and stuff like that. And you see all the people coming to watch and you're like, wow, all these people think this is actually really cool, you know? Right. So yeah, it's really fun.
Safe Choice has streamlined their feed lineup to make sure they're bringing only the best to you and your horses. And Safe Choice is now enhanced with Digestive Shield, a precise blend of controlled starch, pre, pro, and postbiotics, and calcite to promote complete gut health and immune support, only from Nutrina. The Safe Choice you trust, only better. Visit NutrinaWorld.com to learn more.
Well, your F1 nails, did you go at all?
So last night after the Derby, I was so happy that I was in Section A because I was like, I was in Section B. I'm never going to make it. So I literally got off of Balco. I ran. I changed. And then I went to the qualifying and it was so fun. So I made it.
Do you have a favorite driver?
My favorite driver is Charles Leclerc for Ferrari.
Okay, so we've talked about your progression, right? What is next? What's for the future for you?
It's crazy to think about. I did my first 130 at Temecula. And so that was already kind of a step up for me. And I never thought that I was even going to make it here to Vegas and like actually be able to be like a competitor. Does that make sense? It's going to be amazing to just see what's next. I definitely want to try to go to different shows other than just California. And I want to try to go to Florida and the Miami show. I mean, the goal is the Grand Prix, you know, but obviously I'm not saying it's going to be like next year. I'm going to work up to that. It's going to be a while.
So our last little bit, we call it the victory gallop. Pick one, a bay, a gray, or a chestnut.
Oh, okay. The gray.
Would you prefer the long approach oxer or the trot jump?
The long approach oxer. They used to be my worst thing, but I've gotten good at them, so.
If you got to live a day in the life of any rider, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, I've always wanted to see Skylar Wireman because she just, I don't know how she does it.
What is the last TV show or movie you watched?
Oh, Drive to Survive.
Yeah, I had to watch it before.
If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
My mom is going to kill me, but it's pasta. She's like, how do you eat so much pasta?
What is the most used app on your phone?
TikTok. It's terrible.
What song can you not stop listening to?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. My taste in music is so different from everybody else. My friends are like, what? I have the Taylor Swift for 2024 flag up in my room. And then I also, like, I love Kanye West music. So, okay, wait. So my song. Let's see here. We need to figure this out. Oh, Frank Ocean.
Describe your dream horse in 3 words.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Kind, obviously. Small. It's because they can just turn and burn, you know? And, oh, fast. Gotta be fast.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of USHJA On Course. As always, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.